This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Robotics, green tech, apps for outer space. Tech has never been just about Silicon Valley, and Philadelphia wants the world to know that. Philly Tech Week is happening now. Zach Seward, innovations reporter for WHYY, is covering it.
It's this wide-ranging sort of bonanza of tech, you could call it that. But I guess really the heart of it is getting the narrative out there that innovative things are indeed happening in Philadelphia. It may not be the most well-known tech scene, but there are things that are indeed happening here.
I used to imagine the Silicon Valley types in California chortling with derision when New York would talk about its Silicon Alley. They're not chortling anymore. There's a lot of VC money floating around, a lot of new ideas up here. Has it gelled in Philadelphia?
The VC part of the equation is still a big problem. Maybe one of the more famous examples recently is Warby Parker, this hot eyeglass company.
All the hipsters are wearing them.
Every last one of them is wearing them, indeed. And they started here in Philadelphia, but when they kind of hit it big and got the big money, they ultimately moved to New York. And that's something that the tech community here in Philadelphia is trying to figure out how to fix that problem.
So they call it Silicon Prairie in, I think, Dallas. It's the Triangle, Research Triangle in North Carolina. What's Philly's moniker? Has it got one yet?
There's this little teeny street called North 3rd Street, which has sort of been affectionately dubbed Nerd Street, but it's more dispersed. There's an inner suburb called Conshohocken that has a concentration of tech companies. There's also an old naval shipyard down at the southern end of the city that's really, you know, seen a lot of activity of late.
So Tech Week kicks off with this giant version of the retro game Pong projected onto a skyscraper. Are there new rounds of this? They're going to keep playing it throughout the week?
There was the Friday night round, and now there's the round tonight. They call it a building hack, right? They take the LEDs from the building itself and turn them into a giant game of Pong.
WHYY's Zach Seward.